Okay, we're recording, Bradman.
Hello, we have someone new to the pod.
We have a special guest. We've had a lot of good guests. This is probably our best one. She's 4 months, almost 5 months in about 8 days. She's gorgeous, and her name's Emma. Say hello, everybody.
Hey, Emma. Emma, are you ready to introduce us? Say hello and welcome to Local Roots.
All right, she's on the mic.
Oh, that was killer.
She's a little mic shy, but yeah, that was pretty good for baby.
That was pretty good.
Oh, there you go. Did you hear that?
Yeah, there was something.
That's a lot for her. She doesn't talk a lot. Brian, I didn't know if we should address this or not. The fact that we haven't made a podcast in, we just looked, February something. Oh,
yes.
Honestly, do our fans really notice a difference? Probably not. So I shouldn't have even said anything.
People noticed.
Yeah.
I was very surprised.
Yeah. A couple messages.
Not messages. People in like real life.
No way.
So I wore some Local Roots pod shit to the race recently and then to the WMNBA meeting. And they're like, hey, well, they didn't know who I was. They were like, hey, are you part of the, do you know the podcast? I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, who are you? And I was like, I do it. And they're like, oh, wait, I meet you. And they're like,
I actually do part of the big podcast. I haven't seen
anything new yet. And I'm like, yeah, I did nothing new yet.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the blame. It's really not like even Brian has for the last couple weeks said, should we do it this week? And it's just, it's, I don't know. I can make a million excuses, but it's just, I haven't had the energy with the baby and everything. And it's just, I don't know. But we're back. We're back.
On that topic, I want to give a shout out to Timmy Thompson at the WMNBA meeting for seeing me out amongst the crowd with my LRP hoodie.
Yes. And he hooked us up with our City Bill interview, correct?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Timmy, we would love to go on a ride with you soon, man.
And come on the podcast, right? We gotta build back up steam. Like, I figure we'll, like, because it's so hard scheduling. Like, it really sounds so easy, but it really is hard to schedule something. But for the meantime, we could get back with just us, maybe some fans or fans. Yeah. Sounds so corny. People who listen is the more accurate
description. Time wasters.
Yeah. People with nothing better to do.
So I guess what's new with us is the biggest thing, obviously, is this little ray of just beautiful human life. Emma.
Yeah, the biggest thing in Brian and Larry's life is Larry's daughter. But yeah, for real, it's been crazy. Being a dad is nuts.
I mean, I told you, Larry, that Alexa and I wanted to see you for dinner the other night, but like, we didn't really care if you came. We just wanted Emma. So, you know, it's you know.
I feel the same way.
Cool, guys. She's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. She's definitely like my best friend. I hang out with her all day, every day. Because I work from home and she's not in daycare yet. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck when that starts.
I know. It's funny. I was talking to my wife and I was like, what am I going to do? There's 2 full days where I won't have my daughter. And then my wife goes like, yeah, I went back to work and every day I don't get to see her all day. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's worse.
I'll stop complaining.
But yeah, it'll be good for her to see other babies. Like, right. Okay. Funny story. I was at Rockford Bike Shop earlier today buying sealant. Obviously I had the baby because I can't leave her alone anywhere. So I bring her in and Craig is like, oh, can I say hi? I was like, of course. And then he like puts his mask on and says hi. And she like immediately was like starting to bawl her eyes out. She's so afraid of other people.
It's just Craig, like, scary man.
It's not Craig, because she does it to my mom sometimes. She does it to my sister. Like, it's just quarantine. She hasn't met anyone other than mom and dad, really. And you guys, which honestly, she did a really good job meeting you guys. She loved you. And
yeah. We're buds.
But people don't come here to listen to me talk about a baby. But that is the reason it has been a while since we haven't done an episode. So it's worth touching on it. Also, Brian and I are debating. Brian doesn't want to post a video. I do want to, but we're going to start doing videos of all the episodes. So maybe not this one, but from here on out, you'll be able to type Local Roots Podcast into YouTube and you can watch our ugly faces as we talk about bikes and beer. So lucky you guys.
You can do this one. I was able to turn my chair a little bit so you don't have my super gross, whatever the fuck that is. Sorry, I don't know what that is. It's anyway.
It's a furnace, Brian.
And now I've got my not much better behind me.
I love how Brian pans to the right, and if you're just listening, you won't get this. And it, the only thing in frame is the microphone that he's choosing not to use this episode.
I still have yet to buy a dongle for this new fancy alien computer. So.
Oh yeah, I think I even told you like months and months ago that I'd send you a link because I have these really good ones that I can't show you or I'm losing my mic, but they're just like. It's just the tip. It just goes on the very tip of the plug.
Yeah. So my new MacBook Pro went to the USB-C. Okay. And USB-C, I get the advantage. It's cool. You can plug it in upside down, right side up. It's super durable. It's super fast. It's cool as heck. Why aren't the phones like that? Or vice versa, why can't I charge my laptop with a lightning cable?
Yeah, that's like a big debate. And like, I watch like tech YouTube videos all the time. Excuse me. And you know what's even crazier? The iPad Pro also has that same connector. So the only thing that doesn't have it right now are iPhones and like the lower model of iPad. So everyone's like, why the heck aren't they doing it? And the theory is one, it would upset a lot of people who already have like the regular, whatever it's called, cable. The lightning bolt. 80
of them, so
yeah. And then the other thing is they think within the next phone or two, they'll actually be getting rid of the port altogether and it'll all be wireless charging. So they don't want to like change it just to get rid of it in a year.
Interesting. That'd be cool. That would be cool.
It would, except for, I mean, I feel like I rely so much, like in my car, I could see that being a huge pain.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can charge your phone. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Welcome to Local Roots Tech Talk.
Yeah, now we're talking about Apple. I will say I love the mini phone.
We could talk about that because I did on this podcast talk about how much I hated it.
I really like it. The battery does suck butthole. It's not great. But I have little hands. They're like, call them sophisticated hands. And so it works fine for me. And I really like it in my pocket mountain bike. I can actually put it in my front pocket and it's not rubbing on stuff. And I like it.
So. I can't talk too much like smack on it because I had one and I thought too, like, I love the way I could hold it and like, it felt indestructible because it was so small. I wouldn't drop it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't slip out. And like you said, you could take it more places, but then I overcorrected. I have this big old honking phone. It's like the biggest iPhone they make. And I swear to goodness, I was online earlier today. Like, I wonder if anyone would just trade me because I want the medium one. It's too big. I should have just went, you know, right to the regular iPhone. But, you know, the rough life of Lawrence where I, my iPhone's too big.
No kidding. Privileged people's.
It really is not the worst problem to have.
Yeah. But you do have a problem going on, Larry. What is happening with your bicycle?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I do have I planned for this podcast. I have an agenda. This was point number three. But what I figured we could talk about is not only what's going on with my bike, but with everyone who wants to buy a bike. Like right now, it is so hard to buy a new bike. The used market is insane and parts are just like impossible. So a funny story to bridge into it is I tried to put a tire on myself because the bead of my tire is like totally ripped. So it's not holding air.
The bead is actually ripped. I thought you just like popped out.
Me too. No,
it ripped. Oh, that blows. Yeah.
So I'm totally bikeless. Meanwhile, I'm waiting for a rim, which just who knows when that'll come in. But I don't. So I was like, man, do I just wait till the rim comes in and then put my new tires on then? Or do I try to do it now so I can fit some rides in? And today I was like, I'm doing that. I'm going to try to put the new tires on and just use my old rim for now. But I couldn't get it on. I'm really. I don't have a compressor and I don't know how to put tubeless tires on without like a like Evan's super pump that can go like poof.
Yeah, that thing's cool.
I couldn't get it seated.
But you got it. So you got it on the wheel, but then you couldn't get it seated. Exactly.
Seated.
Okay, yeah, that's a bitch.
Yeah. And I didn't spend a ton of time, but I'm like, man, I'm gonna go for an e-bike ride instead. Which we could talk about that maybe a whole episode later on, my e-bike obsession.
I think so.
But anyways, I figured, Brian, you could probably talk to this. I mean, it's crazy right now. Like I look, it is my bike from 2016 on the used market right now is for sale exactly what I paid for like my 2020 version of the bike. Like bikes are expensive again.
Bikes are unreal. There's
just, in the medium range, I should state that. Like the really expensive and the really cheap you can still find at like an average price, but like the 2K to 5K range is just like a battle.
Yeah, you're going to get exact. I mean, if you're going to sell your bike right now, this is the exact time to sell it. Even the same with like the used car market too right now, which is everything is so... I just saw Chick-fil-A is running out of their Chick-fil-A sauce. Like what the shit, like everywhere is running out of everything. The gas station by my house was out of gas for 2 days.
Wow.
But you can buy toilet paper. So,
hey. Right. We like all of our resources are in toilet paper. You can't buy anything but toilet paper now.
I don't get it. There's you can't find anything, even with so like snowboard gear too, is just as hard to find. Everything is bad. Yeah. I scooped up a bunch of gear that was, I like didn't sell somehow. And I think I got lucked out. I got a new board bindings helmet. I can't find boots though, because size 11 boots that are new because everyone bought them. It's everything you can't. Yeah.
I know it's not so. Houses. Oh, I don't even want to talk about that. Funny. Actually, I will. I sent a email today to talk about building a house, maybe. So we'll see if that happens.
Really? Where at?
Right behind my house in the Rockford Highlands area. I love it there so much. What's up?
Not in your backyard.
Well, it's essentially my backyard, my way, way backyard.
I just thought about your actual yard. But, you know. bad joke did not land. This beer is delicious.
What are you sipping on, my man?
Perrin Roselier. It is a Flanders Red sour ale.
Ooh.
Aged oak. Comes out every 2 years.
Whoa.
Phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah, that does sound good. What kind of like sour as he makes the grossest face in the world. Oh, it's so good.
It's very oaky. It's very speciation-y.
Okay, I was just gonna ask, is it a like speciation or a green zebra? That's the scale.
Not green zebra. It's like a Vivanti speciation-y. I was very surprised it was from Perrin. So
have you had the wild, or wait, no, you did say that you liked it. It's not, I almost called it wild little thing. No, it's like the sour, slightly sour. What is it called?
It's called Wild Little Thing from Sierra Nevada.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, it's like they're like intro to sours for people, and it's a little too Bud Lighty for me, I think. But it's good. It's not bad.
Yeah, I really liked it when I had it, but I didn't buy it again. So
yeah, I think that's where I was at.
I like it more than Green Zebra, I'd say, because I love two Green Zebras, and then the other 13, because I never buy a 15 pack. I think they last like all summer, and I'm like, yeah, but they are really good after a mountain bike ride.
They're too sweet and sugary, but I love them still. They're so good. I guess while we're doing the what you're sipping on, I have, it's called Fruit. Oh man, it's in the other room. I'm trying to read it.
Why is it not in your hand?
It's right here. It's in a glass. It's a Fruit Smash, I think. Is it Amber? What's it called? Fruit Smash?
Seltzy?
Yeah, it's like the new seltzer from New Belgium. Fruit smash, she says. It's good. Yeah, no, it's colorful. My wife didn't want hers, so I took it. She put like fruit, like there's pineapple and strawberries in here. It's like, it's such a treat. It's so good.
Ooh, it sound delicious.
It really is.
How do they compare to the OG, the Claw?
Well, it's apples and oranges. Like, it's a seltzer, gotcha. But it's like really fruity and like super flavorful. It's surprising that it's only 100 calories because it tastes like juice. Ooh. Almost. It's really good. I like it.
That's awesome.
But it doesn't taste like a seltzer, if that makes sense.
It does.
Like, kind of like those Miss Agave ones.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like those.
Most of them are good. So speaking of Claws, we need to get some Claw Surges. Those sound like a good time.
Those look scary. I'm not going to pretend I want those because I don't. 8% White Claws.
We're just getting as close as we can to the OG Four Loko as possible.
Those were released to kill off the college population, the college age population.
Speaking of Four Loko, the OG, ran into our buddy, the Foch. In Mount Pleasant. He was the part brewer at Mountain Town. He gave
Mountain
a
Town
guy. So that was nice. Cool. But he brought up, because he introduced himself to Alexa's parents. He's like, hey, I used to get drunk with this guy a lot, usually in his dorm room, because I didn't want to drink in my own dorm room. And I was like, I know. All your Four Loko is always hidden in our dorm room.
That's funny. And, we should have him on, right? We mentioned we would last time you talked to him, and I forgot. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Cause he brews, right?
I think he helps with the brewing. Yeah.
Okay.
We get some of their beer and try it out.
Brian, we trailed off. I want to backpedal real quick. So like, just, cause we're talking about like the crazy, like market right now. Like if you were to buy a new bike right now, like there's so many people in the situation, which is why I want to talk, like maybe we can help, probably not, but we can try. Like if you were in that budget for that new bike, let's say you had like a Rockhopper or something and you're ready to upgrade and that's where you're struggling because everything is sold out. Like what what do you do, man?
what do you do with, so I was wondering, so I was looking at my new bike Inception is the Yeti Arc. I'm
so cheap. Brian, you sent me that link and I was like, what? How is there a Yeti for under, like there's what, $3,000? That's crazy. I think
it starts at, you can get the special edition one that's painted in special color for 10 grand. But
yeah, not that.
Not that one. I think it's the coolest bike. I'm sure I'll change my mind in a month. I'm between that and the Epic Evo still.
Or what about
this Ibis DV9? I really like that too, but you can't get that either.
What about the Hey Hey? I thought you were obsessed with.
Hey Hey, I like the Hey Hey too. Also still hard to find. I really want a Transition Spur, but those are like unicorn bikes. You're never going to find one.
I've never even heard of this.
That's really, they're like short travel fun bikes. I don't know. That's what I want to get into. But if you wanted one right now, I don't know what you would go. There's like no one.
Do they have those in stock, for instance? Like, I know they just came out with it, so they have to have some in stock, right?
None of those bikes I said are in stock ever. I know Spinful Bikes at Nate's Shop, District Cycler, which is now Spinful. They have a XL Hey Hey CR in stock, if anyone wants that.
Okay.
That's
none.
That's it. Yeah. Like literally probably sold. It's got to be sold.
And also like XL is like pretty hard to sell. But even that, some guy with a large will say, hey, screw it. I need it.
I can make it fit or I'll sell it. And I'm like, well, shit.
You take your stem and you, instead of going out, you just go in. How weird would that feel?
Hilarious.
So like towards you instead of out.
And you flipped it. Yeah,
that'd be perfect. That's innovation. It might actually work.
You can try it out.
No thanks. But I was thinking, or wait, you finish. What would WY do? What do you do?
I think that's it. It's even hard to find fucking tires right now.
I know.
Just insanity.
So your answer is, I don't know.
My answer is I can't help you. I don't
know. That's not helping. For real,
enjoy,
though.
Like, here, I'm gonna like a Buddhist monk here. Just enjoy what you have. What you have is fine. Be content with life as it is. Until
that's actually a really good option. Like, find a couple parts that would maybe upgrade your bike for the season to make it fun for one more year. Like, that's probably, I mean, I know parts are still hard to find, but like, yeah. I mean, at least it gets you, like, upgrades are sometimes as fun as a new bike. Like, even just like new tires is like, wow, it's a whole new bike. It's like when you ride, it feels different. It feels like a new bike in some ways. So,
you know, throw some new tires on there. Drivetrain stuff's hard to find. New fork. Fox just came out with a bunch of new forks. You can get the 34 now in a step cast, which is sweet. So if you're an XC guy and you're like, my bike's lame, buy it. Well, I don't know if you want to buy it. $1,200 fork for your $500 bike, but
yeah,
you buy and you could sell it or put that on your new bike when you get it. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah, time it perfectly right when the market comes back and like sell your new parts for like what you paid for it, and then you're good. I will shout out Pro Closet. I love hanging out on their site. My daughter just gave me a wet willy. Thanks, Emma. Love you. But I don't know, the prices are pretty steep, but fair. Like, even though like there's that Trek stash I told you for like 2,100, like
that's nuts.
I paid, or the MSRP is like 25. I think I paid like 2K for mine, and mine's brand new.
That's crazy. Side note, I would like Trek to come back with the carbon stash. I think that would be cool.
It's just totally deleted, right?
The stash does not exist. They don't have a fun hardtail. It's just, you go from...
They have so many hardtails.
You go from... Well, you have the
Roscoe. Roscoe's fat tire.
They still make that?
Oh, wait, maybe they don't. But I think they do. It's a pretty popular bike. Roscoe's like the Timberjack equivalent, like 27.5 plus or whatever.
Yeah. So Mitchell has a Roscoe on it. It's fun geometry. Cause I really like the geometry of your bike, Larry. It's like fun. Where I'm finding the geometry on my scale is just a little too fast for me. I'm not fast enough for it. So, and just lack of better. And
you're doing these jumps, you guys. Brian is out there freaking whipping it.
Every time I ride, I'm like, oh, the fork survived again. Thank God.
Brian's out there skiing. He's like, skirt.
I'm having more fun, definitely going slower, but hitting more fun stuff. I would love a gear bike, and a medium carbon would be sweet.
Yeah. I definitely want carbon next bike, a bike that really caught my eye. Oh yeah. You know what? It might have been that Yeti you sent me. I was really digging into those.
It ships with like 2.6 inch tires. That's like happy medium.
Yeah. I bought 2.8s that I'm putting on right now. Ooh. By the way. So I'm going, they didn't suggest to go any smaller than that. I wanted 2.6s, but
what kind did you get?
Coronados by Trevi Rail or something.
Yep. I don't know how to pronounce that brand either. I call them Paravail, but I don't think that's right either.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. If I'm being honest, I mostly got it for the tan sidewalls. Like, reviews were pretty mixed. I don't know.
That's why I got my tires, and it turns out that I love them, and I'm not.
I was gonna say, everyone loves those mezcals. Like, I hear about them all the time.
Get them at least in the tan sidewall. You can only get them in a 2.25, which is lame. Oof. Which is fine.
Pretty skinny, but pretty fast. That's like, if you want to go fast, I would pick like 2.2s all day, right?
Yeah. You? I like
them. But for fun, you got to go a little more big.
They've been through hell, and they've held up, so I'm pretty pumped. They did go through the first race of 20.
I was just going to ask. That's another bullet point. Wait. Let me do this how I had it rehearsed. Ready?
Sorry.
So Brian, you had a pretty big weekend the other day. It's been over a year, well over a year, since you've got to race, Brian. What was it like getting out there again? I'm pretty devastated I didn't come. It looked like a good time. But you got to do mud, sweat, and beers. And I saw the people going through the mud, all 12 people who signed up. How was it, bud?
It was cool. It was very fun to be out there. It, for me, and I think most everyone else besides Jordan Wakely, Tyler Teichman, Mark Denton, and Joel Teichman, who did well in the race. Everybody else, I feel like, just kind of treated it as like a big group ride, which was cool. And it was fun just like being out there with like camaraderie of people. There was really, at least where I was at, there really wasn't a whole lot of competitiveness. The course was, it was really cool. It was fun. You went through a lot of this private land. Well, you've done mud sweat before, where yeah. you do a lot of stuff that you really can't do besides on race day. The WNNBA did really awesome with making a lot of new trail up there, which was cool, but it was a little hard.
Do you mean Northern or was Western involved?
The WNNBA? No.
I meant that as a sincere question because I didn't know if. No, honestly, they should team up because, I mean, all the best trails are Western and Northern. They should just make a super.
They should.
Super group.
That would be cool. But the race, it was fun.
Even though it was pretty small and segregated and it was still had the vibes.
We were the last people drinking beer at the race. At my tailgate of my truck, we were like, well, there's an EMT walking toward us. I think she's going to make us leave. So we had to leave. The after party was a little lackluster. I can't say how the start of the race was because my wave left at 9:18 and I parked my truck at 9:12.
Jesus, bro.
I got to my, eventually I was in the wrong wave, and then I got up to my wave and I was going to take a photo of the start, and the guy was like, all right, 30 seconds to go. And I was like, whoa, okay, I guess I need to tighten my shoes and get my shit going.
Well, I mean, I was going to make a joke. What were you out drinking all night before? Oh, wait, you were probably.
A little bit. We were out. Oh, we were out a little bit. Oh, we went to Sidetracks for the first time.
Okay, I've been there a bunch. That's a party place. It's hard not to have a couple of drinks there.
Yeah, it was empty when we got there, but it was cool. My cousins, we stayed with them, and then we just talked super late at night and just kept drinking beer. And so, yeah, the race was fun, and we missed you. But Mud Sweat in October is going to be a blast.
It's honestly kind of a miracle that I didn't sign up in time because my bike wouldn't have lasted. I did my bead of that tire broke when, did I say that when we were recording or before? Anyways, the bead of my tire is broken, ripped, and I thought it was just losing air, but it totally ripped. So I have a busted rim and a tire, which is great. It's great because I have two new tires waiting for me, but I wouldn't have finished the race. I would have been fucked.
Do you have broken spokes on your wheel currently?
I don't, but it's bound to actually. Yeah. So I guess my tire is technically fine. But it was busting like every other ride, essentially. Every probably 20 miles, I'd pop a spoke.
Yeah. That's no fun.
Yeah. So that tire should be here. I mean, they said it would be here May 3rd. So I called them and I was like, hey guys, this is Larry. You guys got a tire for me? All excited. And they're like, no.
Not even close. It's not even anywhere near us.
Yeah. So I went in today to buy sealant to try to, like I said, do it myself. I didn't even bring it up. I was like, I don't even want to ask about it because I'll just feel silly because I know it's nowhere near.
Yeah, it's nowhere near. So.
What else about the race? Like anything exciting? Our buddy Joel, shout out, got second.
Yeah. Joel got second. We made an Insta post shouting his ass out, who's off the team because he goes too fast.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be pro for the races from now on. No, Joel, kudos to you. You kicked ass. Tyler got sixth. Fuck yeah to you.
That's still pretty damn good, right?
That's awesome. Your boy here got 67th. Shout out.
Not bad.
Out. 67th.
Out of how many?
120. So
okay.
Usually I'm more towards the 100 out of 120. So I got the 67. I was pretty pumped about that.
You can't be upset with that. That's not bad at all.
No, but the race was, there was a lot more technical parts of it than I was anticipating.
Okay. That's actually surprising to hear. That's not very technical out of Vassar.
No, it totally took me by surprise. And I was like, this is sweet. Like, this is fun. Heck yes. It's not just a road race. there were definitely still those two tracks that you could have
taken. Yeah.
Tracks, I was like, so they... The signage there is really difficult. I definitely blew past a couple turns. Got a bone to pick with whoever. Well, actually, it's probably just my own damn fault. But I missed the turn at the last turn on top of. So you climb up to the top of Mount Holiday, and I kept going, and I went up to the top of the chairlift, and I was with some other dude who was like behind me, and he was pushing his bike on his feet. And I was like, I gotta beat him. This is the last bit of juice I have. I am freaking just doing it. And I was super proud of myself. And I get to the top, and I got there at the same time he did walking his bike. So I wasn't going very fast, and we both are up there. We look around and we're like, both at the same time go, oh shit. Where do we go? And there's no one else in sight. And we're like, oh no. So we ended up going, I rode down Mount Holiday, but it was the other side of Mount Holiday. And then I cut across and then eventually like cut in by like where the
mud. So what I'm hearing is you could have got like 53rd.
I probably, you know, I don't know the timing. I wasn't very close to anybody, but yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Yes. Pretend you were. Yeah.
So that was cool. And it was technical. It was fun. As far as racing goes, like just the strict race course, it's probably one of my favorite races I've done.
I'm excited that it's moved to October. I think we've briefly discussed it. We might do that. You're still signed up, right? For the main one that they're doing.
Yeah.
We'll probably do that instead of Peak to Peak. Maybe. I don't know. It's going to add up cost wise, staying up north 4 weekends in a row now, like some Peak to Peak, Iceman, plus this little crybaby here. I mean, oh
yeah, I really love Peak to Peak, and that what makes me. Well, there's not even a breath of if Peak to Peak is happening, so there's no talk of it.
Well, that'll be an easy decision then.
I love it that we all stay there and. Just to get to the starting line is walk out your hotel door and you're there, which is sweet.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Crystal's just a nice place to, I like Crystal in the spring or fall a lot. It's such a nice place to hang out.
That is beautiful. I don't want to spread bad rumors, but I was talking to one of my buddies, who he's fast, but I don't know if he's like pro fast, but he registered pro for Iceman. So he's like, I don't want to start early because I hate getting up at like 6 in the morning and it's always cold as shit. So I'm just going to race pro. It's the same race. I'm just going to get my ass kicked. That's going to be, you know, I'm going to try harder.
You still have the same time. Yeah.
I can go out Friday night and not have to, you know, cause I've talked about this before. The Iceman drives me just nuts. It's always a cluster of trying to get there and where to park, and it's they do their best. I know, and it's probably a lot of user error on my part, but it just adds to the stress. But I heard that there was talk eventually, maybe down the road, of making Iceman a loop so that
you don't have
to take that stupid bus.
I don't know. That might take some of the fun of. I like the point to point. Like, there's not a lot of point to point races.
That I brought that up because that was where. So halfway through Mud Sweat, I was like, "We're going out," and then I was like, "I knew we were going back," and I was like, "Oh, this isn't as cool anymore."
Yeah, the whole time you're like, "I'm gonna have to do this." I've seen this
scenery before. Yeah.
I totally get that. And honestly, practical, like from a practical standpoint, it probably should be a loop. But I don't know. It's like tradition almost at this point. So
it is. And kudos to them for being able to make that work. I have no idea how you make that work with 6,000-7,000 racers. Mind blowing. So,
yeah,
Very cool.
It's wild out there.
Yeah. Topic I want to bring up. Today, I rode. I just had time for a quick ride because we had some dinner plans with Alexa that I was late for because of this ride. Anyways, I was out in Ada doing a home visit and state games on my way home. And I always just, I can hit a quick lap in state game. I can be like in and out of the parking lot within like get dressed, undressed out like 50 minutes, probably like quick. It's nice. And I wanted to do a little bit of the exploring of the bandit trails over there. Have you ever checked those out?
No, I've never even heard of such a thing. It sounds very cool.
I heard they were, I've always seen them and I've been, there's a, like a secret down secret. I say in quotations, not really secret, but there's this like extra bonus downhill part that I've been doing this year. That was fun. And it was very straightforward to find it, very straightforward where you turn, it goes right back to the same trail. And so for the rest of it, I was like, well, it can't be that bad. And I've checked out people's Stravas. I'm like, yeah, it looks a little complicated, but they're not doing any like out and back turns. Like they're not getting lost really. I was like, I can do that. And so I just like went for it today and I was very lost for 3/4 of my ride. So I need help.
I missed where this was exactly.
This, so where I turn, there's a million of them at State Game. There's a ton of like secret areas. The extra downhill is off of 4 Mile, and that's worth checking out because you really can't get lost there. It's really fun. But where I turned, it's where like the first secret turnoff is in section one. And I was like, oh, well, it's pretty wide open. It's you can't miss where this turnoff is. I'm like, okay, boom, good. And then oh, this is cool. This is sweet. And then there's like a fork and I'm like, well, I'll go this way. I'll remember that. And then there's another fork and there's another fork. And then there's like 10 more forks. And then I don't know which way I'm like going. And I'm like, oh fuck, I have no idea where I'm at. And like trying to pull up the map on my phone, like, you know, cell phone service out there. I'm like, yeah, where am I? I have no idea.
That gets scary. So
I just kept riding and it was super, super cool. Because
was it rough at all? Like the trail?
Yeah, very rough. Very like fresh Vasa vibes. I was getting where I think that you'd like that, Larry, because I think we can go back there and I could not take you on the route that I was on today because
that's fun. Yeah, I like the adventure. I mean, maybe not so much anymore because I have like a tight window where I could fit a ride in, but
it sounds fun. Yeah, you need a solid 2 hours just to take your time and explore. Where like I was kind of like freak panic mode. I was like, I just need to find a road because I need to get back to the truck and get home.
Yeah,
but I've been there. I was on it was just super pretty and beautiful and it was awesome. And I regret not having checked those trails out before.
I was gonna say like, think about the guys that like have been just riding it for years and years and years. And those were just all part of the actual loop at some point. Right. So they could just be like, oh yeah, let's ride 2 years today. Cause that 2 years ago today, because that was a blast. And then just like can do it from memory.
A lot of
it'll be us in a couple of years.
Yeah. And you'll figure it out. It was freaking cool. And a lot of it took you out when like this different clear cut area of State Game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, your Snapchat about that. I was like, wow, where the hell is Brian? Is he up north?
it was pretty cool. So how you doing on time wise? How's Emma? You gotta get going.
Oh, I'm as long as people, I mean, I'm gonna I'm gonna piss off our audience because they're a crying baby, but I got all the time in the world. is it coming through a lot on your end, like the rah, or is my mic filtering some of it out?
I think it sounds like music.
Okay.
Emma is my favorite niece.
Let's hope our listeners are also that kind. So yeah, let me check the what else I had planned today. I wanted to talk about e-bikes, but I have so much to say that I don't think we have enough time.
Ooh. Did your e-bike survive after our park escapade?
Oh yeah, it's kicking. I ended up going for an e-bike ride today because I couldn't ride my mountain bike. And it's just so much fun. I mean, these things are so much fun. I started an e-bike YouTube channel. I have like a lot of views going on. People like, I have a discount code. Oh, if anyone wants an e-bike, hit me up. I have a discount code for like $100 off, and like I'm getting a lot of people to use it too.
Well,
If I get enough, they're going to send me another e-bike for free. So everybody use my code.
Well, hell yeah. What were those trails we went down? Was that,
what is that place called? It's right off of White Pine. Like the, it's like a fishery or something.
So I park there all the time and it's in Belmont. Why can't I? Oh, what the fuck is what's the
part? While you're thinking, I have this in my notes. I don't know where this came from. Like, I don't know if I was trying to be funny or what, but I wrote things that used to be okay, but now are for white trash people. And then I have a list.
And?
Monster Energy Drink.
Rogue River Park. Sorry, I can't know why I can't.
Oh, Rogue River Park. Okay. Yeah, I like that place a lot. It's a fun little loop.
Super cool little trails to explore when you're bored. Definitely super great for, I feel like, the gravel guys that are on.
If you don't have a lot of suspension, you can hit some trails there and not get bucked.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read my list.
Monster.
It's really good, right? So okay. Things that used to be okay, but are now for white trash people. Monster Energy Drinks.
I think now I want to debate this.
Please.
Now, if I see a Monster sticker on anything, I automatically think it's a piece of shit. But I think Monster is starting to try and change their image a little bit.
They need to.
Their athlete roster is growing. They have the Nike skateboarder, Nijah, who's like the best skateboarder. Cool. Fucking crazy. They had a couple really good snowboarding guys, I noticed this year, that they picked up. So I think they're making an effort.
They really should.
I really think they just got to change their entire logo. Like, there's no...
You have to.
You got
to
change a logo.
Because do you know how many, like, Blue Lives Matter and Trump stickers and Monster stickers are all on the same Chevy?
You get them on the same sticker sheet.
They're all... Yeah, they you can buy, like, the White Trash Starter Pack, and it's those three things.
Also, the guy, the thing that's peeing on Whitmer, he comes
with... Oh, God, yeah. My governor's an idiot. Yeah, it comes
with... No, that's on there, too. Ah, yes. Okay. Moving on.
No, so yeah, I think, I mean, because I'm not lying. I drink Monster every once in a while, but like I always, if like I'm going to be seen with it, I'm going to buy a Red Bull because I don't want to look like a Monster guy.
100%. If I go to a bar and I'm like, hey, I want a Red Bull vodka, and they're like, well, we don't have that. Example, Cheney Creek doesn't have Red Bull. They have Monster because Monster Energy does their park. And I'm like, yeah, but like, can I not have the can on my table? Can you just hold the can? I'm not telling anybody I'm drinking a Monster.
I'm glad you kind of feel the same way, because that's kind of what sparked the whole list here. It's like things that I like, maybe like I'm definitely have liked in the past, but now I'm like embarrassed of. So like,
do we sound like pretentious assholes?
Oh, we do. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Definitely. That's the whole point of this, because as I go through this list, you're going to be like, Larry's a fucking loser. And it just shows like how much I overthink things, like, because no one should care about this stuff, but I cared enough to write it down. Like, look at me. I'm a fucking loser. The next thing on my list is Under Armour. I feel like Under Armour used to be the coolest thing in the world, and now it's just like, racist dads wear it at the ballpark, yelling at their kid for missing a home run.
I couldn't agree more. And
okay, I thought you're gonna push back on some of these, but okay.
No, I think that I have this new jacket that I got for Christmas, and it's this like, it's a running jacket and it's tight, so I had to get like a large, extra large.
Sure.
Now it fits me really well, and it's really like mobile, and I'm like, damn, this material is great. Like, this is dope, and I'm like, fuck, there's an Under Armour logo on it. Damn it. So now it's a dark Under Armour and it's fine. And I do say I wear Under Armour every time I snowboard.
I wear it all the time. I've got like one that I use like every bike race. Like I still wear Under Armour socks. Like
I will not wear an Under Armour t-shirt.
No.
A t-shirt that says Under Armour on it. There's no way. The only way I will wear Under Armour is if it is 100% for function.
Exactly. I'm glad you agree. That's funny. Yes. So one that didn't quite make the list, but I feel like will be on the list soon. Is I feel like Yeti coolers are slowly getting there. Like I'm obsessed with them, but like now I feel like it's not there yet. I still think it's cool. Like I have a Yeti hat and I really like their products, but it's slowly like ever since they started selling at like Dunham's, like, you know, it's just going to go downhill any minute.
It has to. And it's even like, if someone has like an Artek cooler, I'm like, they're cool. Like pulls up with like some Yeti shit, I'm like, you might be cool, but you might not be cool. And it's like if you're I don't know, if you're chain smoking Marlboros in your fuck, I don't know. We can go.
Anyways, yeah, I think we both are there. We're like, man, it's something I used to really like, and now I'm just seeing like Houghton Lake. Remember when we were at Houghton Lake and it was just like all white trash sailors, and they all have like I'm generalizing here. Like we were there too. Like we're just, you know,
yes.
we're trying and to be funny here.
A side note, also Budweiser flags. I think those can go in that category too. But I really think a lot of this has to do with associating these things with massive Trump flags the past 4 years.
Kind of. I don't know. Okay. Who knows where this came from, but the fact that you're agreeing with me, it means we're not alone.
Because it's a thing. Yeah.
And I can't say enough, like how much all this stuff I still consume, I use, but it's like in a year from now, I'm going to be not caught dead doing anything. Something else on this list is Barstool Sports. I feel like I used to love it, and now I feel like it is the most white trash, like misogynistic, like it's terrible bad thing in the entire world. I really think Barstool Sports is the devil.
Okay, I'm not gonna go that far because I still do think it's hilarious. I really like what is the 2 Minute Man who gives his like little spiel about like whatever the day's like social topic was. Like he gave a rundown of like Tom Brady's drunken escapade, and then he talked about before Elon's SNL, he was like, guys, listen, like here's the fact, what's going on, he's not that fucking bad, like he's bad and he said some stupid shit, but like he's not that bad. Anyways, if you guys know who that guy is, I like him. But I agree that I think a lot of the other Barstool stuff, like if you have a Barstool sticker on anything, especially your car, I think you're an idiot and I think you're racist.
Right. Like, so that goes back to like what I always used to say about Trump is like, I guess I really don't have a problem with Trump that much. It's Trump's fans who I hate. It's like someone who's that much of a loser to like have a flag and a sticker, like, that's the problem. Like the guy is like, I don't know. I hate politics. Like I'm not going to claim.
Oh, he's literally the worst. Anyways, we can't go to.
Okay. We're going down a rabbit hole. Next on the list. And we're going to blaze right by this one, but liking the police. used to be cool is now white trash, which is sad. It really is, because police are, there's a lot of great people out there, but there's the whole like, blue flags or whatever, it's making you guys look bad. I don't know. Again, let's not talk about any of this.
Anything that just says back the blue, you may as well just say you're fucking racist, like 100%. There's nothing
like,
worse.
That's it. It's almost looks like it's what it flag looks like. I know you might not be, but that's the vibes I'm getting. Sorry.
I'm sure maybe you're not. Like maybe, but like you probably are a little bit, but that's you're throwing off the vibe to the rest of Americans that you're awful,
right? And I gotta say, like, I mean, I'm not like super hardcore, hey, like fuck the police or anything. There's a lot of great police and there's a lot of good guys. I'm related to some, you know, but those flags and all your shit is like it makes you look like a white trash piece of shit.
What's next?
Yeah, the last one I have on here is very unrelated, but it's people on Facebook posting something and the caption is, "So I did a thing." That is something that I now think is white trash and I hate it. Again, something I've done a million times, but like It's very just like,
where you were writing these things.
What?
What kind of mood were you in when you wrote this?
I don't know. My same normal pessimistic, grumpy Larry mood.
You just saw that on Facebook and you were like, fuck, I hate this. This is going on the list.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, and it's like moms who do it now. It's like, fine. Like who cares what people say? Like I'm the asshole for even caring about it, but I don't know. It's very funny to me. That's my list. I'm going to complete this list. I'm going to keep it going now because it seemed to resonate with you more than I thought it would.
No, I have. Yes. 100%.
Honestly, I thought you'd combat almost everything on this list and be the other side of it, but you seem to agree. And I feel like we've grown closer together. Our friendship just blossomed a little bit.
We have. Now, when you think of energy drinks, do you think Rockstar is in the middle of Monster and Red Bull?
Rockstar has done a good job of like laying down low in the middle.
I feel like they're always the middle one.
It's in the middle. Like I don't
drink that in public.
Yeah, I don't feel that bad drinking a Rocks. Like if I'm thinking of like embarrassed of like what am I more like embarrassed being caught drinking?
Yeah,
it goes probably Red Bull is like, yes, I'm still drinking an energy drink. I'm a scumbag, but it's a Red Bull. Give me a break. And then Rockstar's like, look, they're cheaper. I had a rough morning.
Yeah.
And like then Monster's like, yeah, I'm doing this so that you look at me and I want people to see that I'm drinking Monster. Like, and then people think I'm
huge.
But I think I just discovered what it is. It's because people want to be seen drinking Monsters, the actual fans of Monster.
Why they sell stickers. Yeah.
And I don't want someone to think that I'm a person who wants to be seen with that. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
I think I had an epiphany there. That's why I don't like it.
Do I have anything else like that? I don't know.
I just alienated probably all of our audience.
I'm going to kill off the rest of them. Diehard Lions fans drive me insane. And I don't know. I'm just going to leave it at that. And
Diehard Lions fan is a very, it's definitely in this genre.
I feel like if you're a diehard Lions fan, you also wear Under Armour and you drink Monster. You back the blue.
It's an Under Armour Lions shirt you got on. Let's be for real.
Oh, we're such assholes. We should probably edit some of this.
I was just going to say, should we cut this whole thing out? We're back and now we are super political with bad takes podcast. Yeah. All right, don't like tell us. We know it.
Dumb. We know who we are.
We know this is not smart.
We don't need comments. We understand. Yeah, anyways, I think if you've listened to us, you understand.
Yeah. But, we're just trying to be funny. Anyway, Brian, I think this is a good place to stop now that we've officially, like, we came back to end the podcast and now it's done forever. But yeah. Recording this again, it reminded me how fun these are. Like, I just love the sound of my own voice.
I'm glad you do.
So let's try to do this again next week. Again, Google us on YouTube. do one big Google on YouTube and hopefully Google. You can watch a video of it. And
get to Googling.
We're back, baby. Local Roots Podcast is here. Anything else, Brian?
Our trails right now in GR are the best I think ever seen them. Wafield is ripping. The downhill section, the Lots of Problems by Josh McCready, survived the winter well. It's very fun. The rest of the flow trails are pretty good at Wafield. Merrill's in great shape. Luton is, last time I was there, was good. Berg is always good. There's a bunch of new shit at Canonsburg. State game too. I just said all those bandit trails. I think they're in the best shape that I've seen them in a while. So get out and ride.
Oh, jinx.
Yeah. That's my send off. I try to make that a little more epic. And,
That's like the end of the podcast. Is that what it is?
No, that's the, well, no, I don't want
to. No, like we've never found one, like a way to end it.
Oh.
And ride kind of fits for like snowboarding or
get out and ride. Get out.
All right.
Ride. Ooh, next
Brian, podcast. End the podcast for me real quick. Do it.
Get out and ride.
Oh yeah. Okay, wait. Before we end it though, we still have like a merch store and stuff. I'm going to cancel it unless someone, I mean, granted, we haven't like done podcasts, so like there's no reason for someone to be on it, but like I just have a website that's just sitting there with all of our stuff. If you, I don't know, let us
I'll
know.
More like, should shit, we, at least.
Brian, do you think we should like make new stuff? Like, I would love people's opinions of like what they'd like. Like, we have all the resources. I pay for like access to all this cool stuff. Like, we can make not jerseys, but we can do like really cool designs of like t-shirts and mugs.
I thought your idea of getting all the West Michigan trails on a shirt was fucking badass. And no one bought them.
No, that's not true. We actually did it. I mean, like when we first launched, we sold like a decent amount. I mean, like probably four? Like 10. Yeah.
Oh.
Like between four, because one person bought like five. So I'm counting that as five. And then like another like four.
Anyway, I thought those were super.
Well, maybe we just didn't promote it enough, but
okay.
That's on me. So we're back. We're going to be better than ever. Thanks for listening. And Brian, what should everyone do?
Get out and ride.
Hell yeah.
Don't drink Monster.
And don't drink Monster. All right. Thanks, guys.